Your name, ma'am?
Naomi Keeler, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what is your name?
Naomi Miguel Hernandez.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez, let's see, who's going to conduct your hearing? Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to hear your hearing at this time, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, Ms., could you just state your full name and your ADC number for the record, please?
Diane Mejia Hernandez, ADC number 319100.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her, coming down, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle between us is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Yes, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal.
Okay.
Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole officers, the community parole officer, Mr. Osborne.
Okay.
Okay. Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, sir.
Okay. Ms. Hernandez, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation listed on your warrant, and I need you to respond whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states you violate the Arizona condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after being discharged from your place of residence located at 4430 North 23rd Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 17, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she is an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay, based on the admission of Ms. Hernandez, I move to find that she was delinquent and she had violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Hernandez, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne.
Can you repeat that again, please?
We're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you to get any information that you'd like to present to the board.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Ms. Mejia Hernandez was released from DOC custody on July 24th of 2017. She was arrested on August 23rd of 2017 in the parole office under scan of work status and was returned back to custody that same day with two count days with a community supervision end date of November 2nd of 2017. Current conviction, 2017 marijuana violation 1 year. She had one term with DOC, had a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SCG or gang information noted. She has a minimal disciplinary history and has a community risk score of G1-B1.
Okay, Mr. Hernandez, when you were released, you were approved to stay at the study house located at 2423 West Turney Avenue. You were discharged from there on August 11th for refusing to submit to a UA. And then on August 11th, you established residence at New Solutions located at 4430 South 23rd in Phoenix. Is that true?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, it says that you didn't have any verifiable employment. Were you working during that period of time?
I worked with somebody from the solution. They gave me a job cleaning houses with some lady. It's a lot of paperwork.
Okay.
And that Thursday, they kicked me out Wednesday night. And Thursday night, I was supposed to go to McDonald's because they had hired me the week before. And I was supposed to go on Thursday for the orientation to pick up my stuff and everything. But I got kicked out on Wednesday night from the new solution. So I didn't have a paperwork job, like legal job, but I was working, whether it was cleaning houses and doing all that.
Okay. So I see that you had one clean urine that you were tested on at community supervision. Then on July 26th, you went to TASC, provided a urine sample, which was the results were negative. And it also says that you were attending programs at the Skelly House for substance abuse. Why did you wind up leaving? What happened?
I ended up leaving because, I was at the Skelly House. I was doing good. I was, you know, trying to get a job, like I said. That week, the day that I actually got the job, I believe, is the day that I left the residence. Because that day, I had got a new pair of sunglasses. I returned to the Skelly House. I'm doing my 5-5 meetings because I did miss a couple you have to do 5 meetings. I did my meetings doing 5-5 every day. And I ended up leaving because the main manager called me into the office and she's like, okay, I need you to do a UA. I'm like, okay, well, I can't really clean right now. They're all like, are you dirty or are you clean? I said, I'm clean. And then she was like, okay. They're all like, well, there's no reason why you shouldn't pee. I was like, no, there isn't. I'm like, but I just can't pee at the moment. So then she's all like, why are you wearing sunglasses? Why were you wearing sunglasses in the room? Because on Friday we have our house meeting. And I told her I had just bought the sunglasses. There was no reason for me to be, there was nothing that I had to hide because I was wearing my sunglasses. But at the moment that she pointed, that I kind of got attention from her because I was wearing sunglasses inside of the room, I felt like she was just trying to get something out of me just because I was wearing sunglasses. And I had already a dispute with the main person, Peter Skelly, because my father had sent me some contacts there and I didn't receive them, so I had to go all the way to the UPS store. And when I came back, it was just a big mixture and I didn't really want to deal with this, so I ended up just leaving that day. That was the last of it. I ended up going to the new solution, trying to do good again, and you know, I stayed there and then I missed my meetings.
Okay, so according to the report, the parole officer said that they made contact with you and you stated you were in California and that you would be able to come to the parole office on August 21st, but you never went to the South Mountain parole officer. What were you doing in California and why didn't you go see your parole officer?
Okay, so when I established my residence at the new solution, they had me on the 7-7 meeting. I missed one of the meetings, so that night Nancy goes into the room and she tells me, did you go to the meeting tonight? And I said, no. So then she was like, okay, well, I need you to leave. This is at 10 in the night. I don't know if it says in the statement. I don't know if she says in the letter or if you guys asked her. She kicked me out at 10 in the night. It was like 10, 10:20, 10:30. I get kicked out of there, so then I'm standing in a city where I'm not from, where I don't know nobody, you know, with all of my things. So, I mean, at that moment, I had nowhere to go, and I just pretty much caught a bus. I'm not gonna lie, I did catch a bus, and the first thing that came to my mind was to just go home. Then when I got home, which was Pasadena, California, I didn't go anywhere, I didn't go, like, you know, anywhere else. I went straight to my house in California, and I stayed there. I called my parole officer first thing in the morning as soon as I got to California and the parole office was open. I told him, you know what, I'm right here, I'm in California, and then, you know, this and this happened. He said, come in on Monday. I didn't go in on Monday because I didn't have any bus money to come back. So then I messed up in not reporting to him and calling him and telling him, hey, you know what, I'm not going to be able to come in Monday, but I came in Wednesday. Because that I didn't get any bus money till Tuesday, and my bus wasn't going to leave till 7 in the morning on Wednesday. It took me a couple hours, and I have the paperwork at the parole office where I left California Wednesday at 7 in the morning and got here till like 3 in the afternoon. As soon as they came back to Arizona, I went straight to the parole office, and they arrested me right there. They didn't give me a chance to explain myself or nothing.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hernandez, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Okay, then the board has no additional questions. Mr. Anders, I am going to, before we go and discuss, give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to this board that you haven't already told the board.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
I mean, pretty much, I know it's not far away from my max date and everything, but I feel like, I mean, 20 days outside, I would really like to get a second chance, you know. Now I know better than everybody tells me, like, you know what, if you have to stay on a bus stop, stay on a bus stop. I mean, it's not like, you know, I was doing out there catching the charges and stuff, you know. It's just circumstances where you get kicked out of a certain place and you don't have nowhere else to go. But next time, you know, I'll just, you know, deal with it. If I have to stay outside at a bus stop, then I will, you know.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain on the line. However, we're going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Then we'll get back with you right after that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. The board's now in discussion. Seems like Ms. Hernandez, she did have she was working, doing some house cleaning. However, at the Scully House, and then she said she had a job that was at McDonald's, but she got put out of the house before that. So she actually stayed at two places. One of them was the Scully House, the other one was New Solution before she got kicked out. And then she went out of state, and she said she went home to Pasadena, and she did notify the PO while she was gone, and the PO told her to come back. She didn't report on the day that the PO told her to, and she did leave the state without permission from her PO. However, Ms. Hernandez has less than 30 days left on her community supervision. I think that she would be best to go ahead. She would be released on November 2nd of this year, and I think it would be best for her to go ahead and complete her time. Once she completes her time, she'll be off of parole. She won't have to report to the parole office. She says she has no family or friends here in Arizona, and she'll be able to go back home and go to Pasadena to a family where hopefully she can get her life together and become a productive citizen. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree.
Ms. Rittenhouse?
I agree with you, Mr. Johnson, and I would just note, as I often do, that Ms. Hernandez is 20 years old, and she has an opportunity right now to get things straightened out and not have any further contact with the criminal justice system, but that will only happen if she decides that's the way it's going to be. So, but I agree with your analysis of the situation. Thank you.
Okay, therefore I'm going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Hernandez, finding she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways for our company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Ms. Hernandez?
Ms.
Hernandez, I hope you were able to hear the discussion on the board, and especially hear the comments from Ms. Rittenhouse about you being 20 years old and having the opportunity to straighten out your life so that you won't have the opportunity to come back before this board or get involved within the criminal justice system in this type of way again. You have less than 30 days left on your time. You will be released on November 2nd of 2017. At that time, you'll be released. You won't have any parole. You won't have any community supervision. You'll be able to go back home to Pasadena to your family and hopefully get your life together and not have the opportunity to be back involved in the criminal justice system again. Mr. Hernandez, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, and that is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you.